Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. It's the most important way to support the Mike O'Mara Show, especially during the holidays. The next time you need to buy any gift for that person you love, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website, then shop like you normally would. It's that simple, and happy holidays from the Mike O'Mara Show and everybody at Amazon.com.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
What are you doing?
Holiday hustle and bustle can back up more than just the interstate. Sometimes an unstuffed stocking is the greatest gift. After all, Santa can't spread cheer if something's stuck in your chimney.
Oh.
Here's a treat from south of the border that'll have you building a wall just to keep all the flavor in. It's Chipotle's Chocolate Fountain Burritos.
Oh no!
Start by laying down several quilts soaked overnight in artificial deer urine. If the local hunting depot runs out, tell them that the president is taking deer urine away. And then sell the bottles back for a profit. They'll believe anything. When you're not ready, don't simmer 1 metric pound of underground beef until all that doesn't remain is in the memory. I'm sorry. Let me do that again. There was alcohol involved in writing this.
Huh? Oh, yes, gin.
When you're not ready, don't simmer 1 metric pound of underground beef until all that doesn't remain is the memory. And if Mike read the last sentence correctly, he's a far better man than I. Well, he knew that. He knew that was coming. Next, smash 3 flour tortillas onto the floor with your bare feet. If your feet are dirty, the prize is sepsis.
Yum.
For safety's sake, insert your most entrusted earplugs and force some optimistic lettuce to listen to Elliot in the Morning until the lettuce loses its will to live. Then promptly hit it over the head with a hammer. This should be easy as the entirety of the lettuce is in its head. Or its head. Now it's time for the carne, which is Spanish for meat, you dummy. Dice up the 3 unfrozen 28-degree Sicilian Angus steaks that we forgot to tell you to purchase earlier. Be sure to leave some gristle in each meat cube. After all, it wouldn't be Chipotle if you didn't have to spit out something after everybody.
Oh, God.
Don't worry. We haven't forgotten about the toppings. In several disgusting solid onyx rectangular bowls, present the following. Dirty rag paste, purple butt beans, razor blade rice, hoisin crispy owl, hell of a bad sour cream dip, cock-a-pups, fat-free lob, Ted Cruz's baby pictures. The deceased lettuce. Shredded queso malo. An open invitation to fail. And the whole point of this silly bit. Kraft baby marshmallows. Now for the assembly.
Oh.
If left to their own devices, the average burrito jockey would gladly hand you a shriveled clump of rice, beans, and lettuce, lightly garnished with air that has the warm smell of carnitas. And don't even think about cheese. This is Matty Bloom's stream of consciousness like I have never heard before. Worth coming in today, eh,
yeah,
Pony? I know it is. Okay, let me see.
Don't even think about cheese.
The proper burrito should be roughly the size of an infant and composed of 70% meat, 20% cheese, 10% other crap, and another 20% meat. After all, a meal without meat is like a handyman without fingers. And vegans are whiny assholes that make shitty food. For the proper Chipotle atmosphere, invite a neighbor in sweatpants to stand in front of you for 10 minutes, trying to decide what they want. The menu hasn't changed in over a decade, but thinking ahead is way harder than pawing at the glass divider like a moron.
Like a moron.
If this Latin delight doesn't clear out your system by the time old Saint Nick shows up, then the milk and cookies are on us. Another holiday recipe from Kraft.
Yeah!
There you go.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
All right. Quiet, everybody. Our director will be here any minute, and we'll start rehearsal.
Director? What director?
Charlie Brown.
Oh, no, we're doomed.
This will be the worst Christmas play ever.
All right, now, we're going to do this play, and we're going to do it right. Lucy, get those costumes and scripts and pass them out. Now the script girl will be handing out your parts.
You're the innkeeper's wife.
Do innkeeper's wives have naturally curly hair?
Pigpen, you're the innkeeper.
In spite of my outward appearance, I shall try to run a neat inn.
Shermie, you're a shepherd.
Every Christmas it's the same. I always end up playing a shepherd.
Snoopy, you'll have to be all the animals in our play. Can you be a sheep? How about a cow? How about a penguin? Yes, he's even a good penguin.
Ugh! I've been kissed by a dog! I have dog germs! Get hot water! Get some disinfectant! Get some iodine!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Every Christmas, I love when you play that tape featuring your son and Katie. It's so wonderful. with Katie as Lucy, with her naturally curly hair. That totally, I hear Lucy from Charlie Brown, and I think Katie Forbes Von Herman.
Do you know
all the time.
That is Carrie's favorite Peanuts character is Lucy. To a point where we have a small Lucy figurine in our bedroom.
Well, I mean, moving the football out of the way so he falls on his ass. Is there any secret to that?
Well, that's sort of a parallel between that and our marriage.
There you go. coming to you live from the Cappy Viper studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too.
You do too.
Our show today brought to you by Pro Flowers. I know you got a long list of people to send Christmas gifts to. It's a struggle sometimes to find the perfect gift for everyone on your list. We have a solution.
Yes.
That's what we do on this show. It's easy. Go with the pros. They're all at proflowers.com. One trip to their incredible website, and it's a cinch to pick out a gift that will look great and feel like Christmas.
Ah.
I think this is one of the easiest and quickest ways to get the world to know that you're a thoughtful person.
Yes.
By simply going to proflowers.com. This is what the offer is for our listeners. 100 blooms of Christmas cheer, plus a free glass vase, and it's only $19.99. If you want to go all out, add their candy cane vase and chocolates for just $9.99 more. That's festive. To send it, just go to proflowers.com and use the code TMOS. Imagine 100 beautiful red and white blooms, a dazzling Christmas experience, all in one box, and you get to choose the delivery date. Here's the only way to get the 100 blooms of Christmas cheer, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Visit proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right-hand corner, and type in TMOS. Order today before this offer sells out. Sell out?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and type in TMOS. Ho, ho, ho.
How you been?
I'm fine. Jago, did you like that little recording session we did before the show?
Yeah,
so that's
amazing.
How pro works, my friend. That's how it's done. Mm-hmm. Just in case
Mike is the only person I know that can record 9 minutes of copy in 8 minutes 40.
Amazing. Well, I didn't want to go specific into that, but it's the way I roll, baby.
Who enjoyed it the most was Mac. Mac, the always silent Mac, had a smile plastered on his face.
He kind of likes that, the behind the scenes
stuff. Yeah, it's fun
stuff.
I love it.
I will point out that this is the last show before the new year. We are going to be spending the holidays with family and friends. And somebody said, well, Mike, you do the show from your house. Well, my daughters are sleeping in my studio right now, so it's become a little problematic, okay? I'd like to free it up.
I don't
I'd
know.
Like to free free it up for a little
while. I don't know why that bothers you. Oscar sleeps in this studio every day during the audio vault. We get
this
by.
This is true. This is true. And Oscar's not here because he's doing his school thing.
Spoke
for the
to
last,
him this morning,
time.
And yes. He's going to barrel through. He's still suffering a little bit from his cold medicine-fueled maladies, but I think he's confident he's going to do well.
I like it when he's gone, though, because then Pony puts his left-wing propaganda into his comedy. Writing, one of the things I love about the guy. I like his caustic human interest observations on life are wonderful, along with his peppering of a little lefty.
It was always a delight when I opened those attachments and I say, oh, really? He's going there. That's nice.
You know, it's fine. I don't go there that much anymore. I don't do any of my rants anymore.
No.
I'd like to. I'd love to. There are times when I feel like I should stand on the top of the mountain and scream.
Well, there's going to be holiday get-togethers at the clubhouse while we're on hiatus.
Oh, I don't do it there.
You could rant there.
The world has become a hateful place. Let's be honest. It's been you can't. I've resigned myself. You're not going to change minds, and if you're not going to change minds, then the only thing you're doing is servicing yourself.
Right.
And
you're right.
And that's just the way it is. And they're all dicks, by the way. I really do believe that.
Oh, yeah.
If they're in the arena, they all are. And now, they're not the clown college on the one team, but they are basically. but they're all. To put yourself out there, I don't even like to argue anymore. Can you imagine immersing yourself in it every single day? I talk about this. I like the fact that we come in and we talk about anything we want to talk about.
Right.
But more often than not, it's three guys busting each other's chops and we don't dwell on that. If that was your living, whether it be on radio or in the political arena, I don't know if I'd survive that. I truly don't think I'd survive. It must be a horrible way. I don't know how you would download from that at the end of a day.
I think it is that those people that live it and do it and live and die by it, I think they've got a chip that I don't have. It's something that they function on, so I don't got it. So
what? The one of many.
That's right. Well, Mike, there's many chips that I do enjoy. Yes, most of them from Frito-Lay.
You have the pop culture chip, and that's why you had a very special evening last night.
Oh yeah.
Can I say this though? Can I say this?
Yeah.
I think You can correct me if you're wrong.
Right.
I think that there's probably a part of you that would not have had a problem waiting till the weekend, but I think that I'm going to take a leap of faith here. Please answer honestly.
I always do.
I think you went to Star Wars last night because you wanted at least to bring something to the show. Is that possibly true?
Well, I will say this. I fell into the tickets quite by accident, but one of the driving features, and it was.
So you got them for free?
No. I paid them back. But my buddy, by the way, yes, I did see The Force Awakens last
night. Oh, no, spoiler alert. No. Here's what happens. Rob's going to tell you what happens right now. He's going to tell you everything, especially, you know what? Let's start with the ending first.
Okay, and we're back.
No, I'm kidding.
Mike, the only spoiler alert I'll give you is this. Carrie Fisher seems to be immune to the magic of makeup.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yes, she's aged well. How did you get your tickies?
My good buddy Doug, you know, we've talked about, he's a member of the Supper Club, and if you rethink way
is
back...
Is this the Doug Klimpermeyer?
No, this is Doug Feuerbach.
Feuerbach.
And he actually
which is not to be not to be confused with Mr. and Mrs. Titwizzle, right?
No, they weren't. They couldn't make it. Pony, let's talk about that one after the show.
Yeah. The Buttermakers in this supper club. I always forget the names of your neighbors. There's Titwizzle, Buttermaker.
You, Mike, are married to a Buttermaker.
You know what?
Why?
Since you brought it up before.
Yes.
And hey, Star Wars fans, we're going to divert for a second.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about Star Wars right now. We're going to talk about butter.
Sorry. In a galaxy far, far away, Mike took electric mixer in hand and stood over that bowl for what seemed like a light year on Tatooine. That's all I got. I made butter with the mixer, and it's really interesting because you sit there and you beat the cream until it makes whipped cream, and then you keep beating the whipped cream, and after the whipped cream gets beat, you look around, you beat it so long it gets real hard to beat, and then buttermilk comes out. Just like an orgasm.
Yeah, that was actually a scene that was cut from the cantina in Mos Eisley when Greedo made sour cream butter. And
we'll
also
get to Martha Stewart in a second. But you,
the supper club is the Talamys, your favorite.
The Talamys, the Buttermakers, the Tit Whistles, and the Chubbs.
That's right. And then, but what happened is Doug is.
How is Mrs. Chubbix?
Awesome.
Very good.
Doug is an uber Star Wars fan, way beyond me, to a point that when the Star Wars tickets went on sale.
You know what's great?
What?
I've heard about all these uber Star Wars fans. They're like everywhere.
But I don't know how many of them, when the tickets went on sale, actually were running two computers simultaneously. And that's what Doug did. And so what he needed was 9 tickets for his family and friends, but then the other one went through at the same time. So he bought 4 additional tickets, and he said,
My name is Doug Titwistle. I would like 4 tickets to each showing all
day. Don't badmouth this guy because he made
great
night
I'm
for
sorry.
Me.
Doug, what is Doug's real name? Klemperer?
Doug Feuerbach.
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 Yes.
It's like a furniture store.
Don't get involved. Feuerbach is his name.
Feuerbach. Feuerbach.
My name is Doug Feuerbach, and I was from Germany. I loved the Star Wars. I named Chewbacca. We are Han Solo. We are the Feuerbachs today, having a great time. Go to the movies. Yeah, we love the Star Wars in Han Solo flies the Millennium Falcon.
You nailed it. That's him.
Yeah, this is the last one before a break, folks. Better get used to this energy. It's going to be for the whole show. That's the way it's going
to
work.
I took Julia. Julia had a tutoring last night, so I took her, dropped her at the tutor, had to get gas, had to grab a couple groceries. And as I walked into the house, it's maybe 6:05.
Tutor?
And, yeah.
Who was she tutoring?
No, she's being tutored.
She's being tutored? She's the most brilliant girl I've ever met. Oh, can I say something before we get started?
Yes.
Happy, 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 happy birthday, Julia Spiewak, everybody.
15. Can you believe I'm the father 15. Of a 15-year-old?
Did you see I put the happy, 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 happy,
I was
happy,
so
happy.
Tickled that you did that. Thank you very much.
She's a beautiful girl, and Rob's got the sweetest kids in the whole wide world. So happy birthday, Julia. I hope you have a great day. But she is super smart. I mean,
But you know what? As is with many people, those who excel at algebra don't do so well at geometry, and those who excel at geometry don't think well algebraically.
AP?
And
geometry, is it AP? Is it an AP geometry
I think
class?
It is an advanced geometry class,
of course it is.
Yeah.
Of course it is.
And,
yeah, she's smart.
And so she was pulling a B by herself, but when we have her tutored, she gets it a little better. And I think it's also the teaching style. I don't blame the teacher. I just don't think they connect.
Way
and
to
so
go.
The tutoring helps. And so I went.
You know what, man? If they get the full ride at the Ivy League, Rob, and you get your dream scenario where they, they take care of daddy the way he took care of them. You
exactly.
Know? Mommy, daddy, we've bought you a brand new Caprice Classic.
Fully restored, new in plastic.
Fully restored, that's right, exactly. So you got the tickets from your friend Doug Feuerbach.
Because he accidentally forgot to sell them. He had 4 tickets. He called me at 6:05 and said, I've got 4 tickets for a 7 o'clock show.
Is last night this happened?
Yes.
How cool, how was it received? Was it super cool for you?
I said, here's the only thing, we're going to have to get there close to 7 because Julia's at her tutor right now. Are the seats assigned? Because I didn't want to go... Because I couldn't stand in line like most
Tell
people.
Tell me they were assigned. Were
they
were.
And middle of the theater, middle of the auditorium. They were perfect. Seats.
How were you received?
So I go upstairs.
As you ambled down the row.
I say, we got there early enough that I only had to, and I always face the person that I'm squeezing in front of.
Face.
But the great thing is I said, Doug, this sounds great. Give me 1 minute to call you back. And I went upstairs, and Carrie and Robert are actually making dinner. They're making, Robert is stirring some stuffing in a bowl, and Carrie's going to do some chicken. I said, guys, if we can get it together in 25 minutes, we can go see Star Wars tonight. And Robert said, what? The new one?
That is like the coolest thing in the whole wide world. That is neat.
Lit up. And
how did Mrs. Spiewak react to it?
She says, well, I guess I got to take a shower. I said, yeah, I guess you do. Why don't you go up? And do that. Make that happen. But we made it there. We picked up Julia at 6:30, got to the theater at 4:45. And even Julia, because, when she went into the tutor, she had no idea we were doing anything that night. And so we pick her up from the tutor, and I say, come on, get in the car. We're going to see the new Star Wars. And she was excited.
So this is assigned seating. This takes all the crapola out of the experience. But you still had the We're Firsters. So were there any We're Firsters in the theater?
It wasn't quite so bad. We saw a couple costumes. I think my favorite moment outside of the movie.
They let them bring costumes in, huh?
Yeah, when we went back to our car, there was a guy in the parking deck in a full Obi-Wan robe. He was checking his pockets because he'd lost his keys.
Idiot.
He's got this big, long brown robe, and he's like opening it, checking his interior. Let's see, lightsaber, blaster. Can't seem to find my keys.
Were there any weapons in there? Because they down here,
no,
they've,
I saw no
they've cracked down.
I saw no weapons.
There are down here in our part of the world. Metal detectors, and they're taking the security very seriously because this is obviously one of your prime soft targets. You know what? Can I just interject this about security? Yeah, different world, tough tease.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
You're
really,
right.
I thought about that. I here's the thing, and you know I'm not. You know how I feel about guns and all that, but as far as security is concerned, they interviewed. I think they were looking for somebody to bitch about it, and they couldn't find anybody on the local news down here to bitch about the security. And I wouldn't bitch about the security. And I'm like going, you know what it takes really to solve a soft target situation? It takes one of those little metal detectors.
That's
what I mean? That's it. And maybe a security guard.
A little vigilance on all sides.
A little vigilance, and it's like because you're talking about individuals.
Yeah.
And I'm like. As much as I hate the fact that we have a world where we have to think about that, I also think that when you're talking about the actual method of defeating the potential for this kind of carnage, I don't think it's that big a price.
It's nothing.
To pay.
It's nothing.
Why not? Right? Why not? And I know if I walked in like everybody else, if I walked into a theater and there was tighter security because it's this big opening and getting all the press, I'd feel cool about it.
It would make me feel better.
Was there tight security at your
actually
theater?
No, it was okay. And it wasn't a mob scene. There was the occasional costume. I saw maybe 10 or 15 people that I thought were beyond what you would see day to day, like beyond like Star Wars t-shirts and stuff. There was no one with Leia hair.
Did they do anything? Well, you got there at 7:15. Did they do anything different with the coming attractions? I mean, because it's usually a big bankable deal.
They were all Disney. It was really Disney strong.
Yeah, they controlled it.
The one thing that was funny is that because Doug bought one set of tickets for one showing and the other for the other, he who was so excited to see Star Wars saw it a half hour later than me. And I said, I'm going to text you everything that happens while you're watching
God.
It. And I got to see it in 3D, which was kind of neat.
Really?
Yeah, it was
all right,
a 3D
so you
showing.
Wore the glasses. How long is the film?
I think it was, because I checked, I think it was 2 hours 17.
Wow, it's a long movie.
But what was amazing is Robert, and that was the neatest thing for me, because Robert, as I said yesterday, when he was going through his treatment for his cancer, he watched those first three movies in the trilogy essentially on a loop. He watched them over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And he had never seen it on the big screen, but he was so in tune with what was going to happen. He was excited to watch it, and I was excited to watch him watch it. And when it was done, he looked at me, he said, I can't believe it's over already. I said, I could have watched another hour of it. He said, me too. So I'm excited that we're going to go again on Monday
Hard to find a bad review of that. It truly is.
It's
truly.
Great.
And all the bad reviews and I don't read the full ones. I just read the Rotten Tomatoes snark.
Right.
And they are snark. They're like bitter kind of people because most people are giving it across the board a tremendous
rate. I was ready to give it a hard time because especially since I watched the second trilogy recently, I said, God, these are really no good. It has really got not just the spirit of the original trilogy, which I love. It looks like the original trilogy. They didn't overdo the CGI. It's really stunning to look at. And
you get
it
any
was
snacks?
I did not. I got a beer. That's it.
Oh, you got the beer.
You had beer.
You had a
Cobb.
Beer.
Yeah, I went to the
you
Cobb.
You had a perfect night. That's
I had
incredible.
A perfect
How
night.
How did Mrs. Spiewak find the film?
Everybody in the family enjoyed it immensely.
Really?
And I think the coolest thing, and I don't know that this will continue, it was an enthusiastic but not over-the-top first-night crowd. And every time a familiar character would rear its ugly head, someone that we already knew would come on the screen, applause. which was just kind of neat.
That made it well. That made the experience that a little was bit cool. better. You know, and don't we need that right now? I mean, look, I know I've been the cynic about Star Wars, but don't we need something like that
yes.
right now?
It was great. I can't wait to see it again. And I will say this: my favorite moment is when the screen comes up. It says "A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away," mm-hmm. and the music hits, just to watch Robert's face light up.
Right.
Because he'd never
right.
seen it that big before. So, yeah, big thumbs up from the family Spiewak, and big thanks to the Feuerbachs for making it possible. It
well,
was a great night.
I don't want to speak out of turn here, and I know there are going to be some people that are actually pissed off
Mike.
About this, but we have a bootlegged clip.
We do.
That Yeah, we have a bootleg clip from the what is it, The Force Awakens?
Yeah, Star Wars Episode 7,
The Force Awakens. I'm not going to tell you how I came across this. This was emailed to me yesterday.
Okay.
And I was sworn to secrecy about the individual. I cannot tell you who it was. But I listened to it, and even though it may give you an idea of how the movie ends.
Yes.
You know, I'm giving you the fair warning right now that if you turn down your radio,
you can skip ahead on your podcast app.
Skip ahead on the app,
right?
If you don't want to ruin it, if you're planning on seeing it, this is pretty bad. Okay. You'll remember the scene I'm talking
okay.
about, Rob, because
okay.
you remember. You know, there's one moment in there that kind of sums up the whole thing.
Oh
right?
yeah, I mean, I would say probably if you had to, it would call the linchpin of the entire trilogy.
Right.
Yeah.
And we don't have the whole thing, but we have a piece of that.
Just a
so
little
it
bit
might
of
screw,
it.
The bottom line is it might screw it up for you, and you're probably cussing at me right now if
well, you
since
gave
I'm
plenty
saying
of warning.
This. All right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, skip ahead or turn it down, but this is from The Force Awakens, the new Star Wars movie. We have the clip. Play it right now, guys. Okay? Here we
okay,
go.
Go
That's
oh,
it.
I couldn't God. Believe
Thank
it. I was shocked.
Thank
I was
you.
Dismayed. And yeah. I said, what the hell was Jar Jar Abrams thinking? Because that is
so
not,
this is Christmas.
Not
yeah,
what I was
it.
Thinking at all.
All right. Okay. Okay, Star Warsians. That's it. You know what? With the year we've had and what people have been dealing with around this country, you know, go enjoy yourself. I hope everybody that wants to see it gets to see it. And I'm going to wait till the dust settles, but I think I'll pop over there solo and see it during the holidays.
Han Solo, am I right, lady?
There you go. Thanks, Rob. Put it. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Barra Show every full day. Ho, ho, ho.
Was that Santa? Oh, boy.
That's right. It is I, Santa Claus. And what would you like for Christmas, little boy?
All I ever wanted was to laugh, but it's just too hard to give someone the Mike O'Mara bonus show as a gift.
Ho, 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 ho. Wrong. Thanks to a little bit of Santa's magic and a whole lot of gin, it has never been easier to give the gift of the bonus show. All you have to do is ask Mommy or Daddy to go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus show banner to get started.
But Santa, I'm an orphan.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Yes. Yeah. Back in the old days, the characters that would make the records were in the studio together. Yeah. Now they do it from totally different spaces.
Exactly.
So it can be edited that way. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Do you have a million photos around your house,
yes.
in your phone, on your computer, and you don't have any of them framed? Look, if they're in your phone, that's fine, but how many times are you going to go out to a bar, get drunk, and say, take a look at my kids?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be better to have the really good ones and put them on the wall? Well, that's no problem, thanks to FrameBridge.com. They can frame anything. Your artwork, your memories, if it's on your phone or it's in your house, they can do it. Go to FrameBridge.com, choose your frame, upload your art, preview it, and then buy it. If you can't upload it, just mail it to FrameBridge, absolutely free. I used FrameBridge for this incredible picture of my son that I am looking at right now, that beautiful little boy who was up with me at 5 o'clock this morning. And I love FrameBridge. It was easy. I love the results. FrameBridge has every framing option from classic to eclectic. They have it all. They even have pro designers to help you out. It makes a great holiday gift. If you want to gift FrameBridge, she's not going to listen, so I can say this. Gammy is getting a special picture from FrameBridge.
Is it the one of you and me?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh,
yeah.
She's going to like it. That.
go to FrameBridge.com, select a frame from their curated collection, upload your art or mail it in for free. Preview your art in its custom frame, then enter the code TMOS at checkout to get 15% off and free shipping. Then Receive your beautiful custom art ready to hang. Don't wait. This offer is this week only. Go to framebridge.com, use TMOS, and save everybody.
Beautiful. Can I jump in here and ask for a moment for, we got a few gifts in the mail that all right, I think I'm it ready. Would be disrespectful
oh,
to
and,
not
yeah,
do.
Yeah, and Sue Fedor, is it Fedor? Fedor?
Fedor, I think it is.
Fedor, and I'm going to get killed because I didn't mention the hubby. They're two people, but Sue, we got your gift and thank you so very much for the beautiful books. We really really loved them. Thank you.
She's
I just
great.
Wanted to say thank you and by the way to everybody that's been so generous to us, we really appreciate it. We truly do.
I got as I was pulling out of my driveway at 7:05 today, FedEx on the case. Actually ran up to me and I rolled my window down. Trip Affleck sent something. I know he sent something to you.
Yes, and, Trip has been sending me tremendous dog poop scoop bags.
And this is something.
And golf balls and wonder. Trip's been very generous.
Diego will open Oscar's. What does the note say?
It says, "Merry Christmas, Oscar. My dad gave me this when I was 10 years old when he was getting his economics degree as a way to explain how economics work. Luckily, 40 years later, it makes a thoughtful yet hilarious gift."
Does it have a question mark after it makes a thoughtful yet hilarious gift? Is
no.
there a question mark?
No, he added
why
that.
Did you, he added that.
That's very a Mexican good. Question mark right
is,
there.
Is there. Now stop that. Now come on. Come on, please.
Didn't make
God's
sense the last
sake.
Sentence.
All right, well, just open and tell us what he got, Oscar, please.
Okay.
But if you have anything else you want read, we can let him do it.
It says XO at the end.
Oh, that means hug and a kiss.
Very
and
nice.
Three lines, whatever that means.
Oh, that means cocaine.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's
what
see
it?
What we have here.
The Adventures of Primero Dinero, the richest man in the world.
Is the name really Primero Dinero?
Yes.
Wow.
The richest man in the world. Primero Dinero.
That means first there, money, right?
There you go. Primero. Number one moneymaker. There right. he is. There he is, Primero. And he looks like Pablo Escobar. That's fantastic. Primero Dinero. That's great.
Mine reads, "Hi, Rob. It's like they knew you were going to be born 15 years later, and I would come across it 40 years after that. Merry Christmas, buddy. XXOO, triple. And this is so cool. This is an original Photoplay magazine from October of 1960, and Elvis is on the cover. This will go right on my Elvis shelf.
This will add to the, this is why you can't find the cat droppings in Rob's house, because the clutter gets there constantly.
But it's all tidy.
The pony's going to put Primero Dinero. That really probably will be the show front page today. What better way to celebrate the holidays, ladies and gentlemen? Fantastic.
Is more visually exciting. Now, you remember we met the beautiful Robin Ferguson when we were in Reno?
Yes.
And she's a great supporter of the show. And
very big supporter of the show.
The letter reads, a huge box arrived. I mean, I'm talking 3 feet long it arrived. And it reads, "Hi, Rob. This package is for the underappreciated component of the show." Immediately, I thought she was speaking of me. But then she says, "Those hardworking, hardly paid people, you know, the interns."
The interns.
You
know, we
got
two of them on campus.
We do. She says, "You know I love you, Mike and Oscar, but every now and then you got to throw a bone to the little guys." And
yeah,
what
well,
better
I,
way
I never look at that. I never look at it that way, but maybe she does. That's
well,
good.
Mike, I've seen you actually throw literal bones at them.
Yes, I have. Yeah, well, that was to injure and maim.
That's true. After all, what better way to honor the birth of our Lord and Savior at this time of year than by bludgeoning a defenseless paper reindeer with a stick? She sent a piñata.
Oh my goodness, does it have stuff in it?
Yeah, it didn't make it didn't really make the trip very well, but I want if you can bust this open, I think you're gonna like it.
Well, hold
content.
On a second. Now wait a minute. Let's do this correctly. Let's do this the right way. If we're going to have now, do we have a stick that we can use to is there anything that would serve as some sort of bat to
I think a fist would be fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's what I want to do. Mac, I need you to go over to Diego's side by the Mike O'Mara
okay.
sign. All right. This is how we're going to do this.
Hi, Mike. I'm a reindeer.
It's never a Christmas fun unless there's a risk of injury. All right. Now, what I want you to do, Mac, is go over, go past Diego.
Oh, God.
Diego's going into his Manny Pacquiao style. Okay.
It's
a little
Roberto
further
Duran
over so
here.
Daddy can see it, please, a little bit. Mac, a little closer to Diego.
Yeah.
Diego, back up a little bit, please.
And also, you know what, Mac? I know you've probably not been in a lot of hand-to-hand combat, you may want to lock your elbows because you're going to have to absorb the shot.
Diego, I need you to back up towards the sign a little bit by the Mike O'Mara sign so you guys can come into the camera frame. No, back up. Back towards the window.
Let me get rid of the chair.
He's moving the chair.
Excellent.
All right.
Get rid of the chair. That's good.
All right.
That's good.
And then meanwhile, and then Mac
Diego's
is still
crushing his crushing right fist went right through the piñata and into Mac's face.
That's right. The ambulance came in 14 minutos.
You know, I practically feel like I'm going to get my own candy here. This is very, very exciting.
All right,
I
now
like
I need you to mic the piñata because we're going to want to hear your hit. All right. Is that cool? All right. Can you see, Mike?
I can see. This is perfect. I've got it perfect. It is a Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer piñata.
Yes.
And Diego is going to try to. Now, I don't want any tearing. I don't want any pulling. Simply
contact.
Blows. I want basic jabs to get this done, okay?
I call this the Houdini.
What? Okay, what does that even mean?
One, two, three.
Okay, what fell off?
What fell
alcohol.
Off? What? Alcohol. Is there booze? There's booze. In
what
there
fell out?
There.
Oh. Oh, what it's was, a mini bottle of Jack Daniels. Rudolph's anus expressed an airline bottle of Jack Black. All right, here comes another hit.
Let's
he's going to go up.
Oh, he's going to do an uppercut.
Yeah, okay, here we go.
All right, here we go.
Oh, again. Oh, do it. Right. Kill it. Right. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
All right, what else is in it? Yeah, baby. What fell out? Candy and booze?
Granola bars and booze.
Granola bars and alcohol.
They're
going to
be
Christmas
regular
gift.
And hungover. Is
oh,
what's going to end up.
Ho. That
is
fantastic.
A wonderful thing. Oh, that's great. And also, nice because thing. She's not just about the piñata, Robin Ferguson also sent gift cards to Starbucks for all of our interns, and I think that's awesome.
You know what, boys? Enjoy. That is fantastic.
I got something else.
What's that?
I got something else to fill out that piano.
What is it? A condom. That's nice.
Hey, you got to appreciate
this?
It.
Who sent this?
He gets the comedy. You know, I like that. I like that about you.
Oh, it really
you
know was that? In there?
Yeah.
Oh, there was condom. There was condoms in the piñata.
Condoms, booze, and
them.
Granola bars. You know, yeah. you want. Hey, kids, if you want to, you know, if you're out there, you know, for all you young people that are just getting into the dating world, you really want to butter her up. There's nothing quite like pouring a non-iced glass of Jack Daniels as she eats her granola bar before you're going to do the nasty with a condom from a piñata.
Yeah, say, hey, you know what? I was able to rip open the reindeer. You want a bone?
Hey, bone. Yes, Diego. Yes, he's raising his hand again. Oh, my God, yes.
This is the Netflix and chill package right here.
Oh, so this is actually something that is sold as a regular product?
No, I think
what?
That was perhaps his, that was called maybe next time stop talking after the condom. I think he was,
Diego.
Yeah.
He was doing shtick? Okay, thank you.
I can rescue this, Mike.
All right, very
we
good.
Have
That's
one
good.
More gift card to give away.
It's right. It's time for our gift card. We've done five this week. We're saying thank you. It's time to give back a $250 gift card, and we've done it every single day this week. Just want to tell you about the 2016 bonus package. By the way, when Christmas is over, if you're allotting your money in a different direction, please remember we need the Christmas push to
please.
Continue into the new year for our 2016 bonus packages. And the most significant development we have made on the Mike O'Mara Show bonus packages is thanks to Pony Boy Matt Bloom the
yes.
ability to gift these. And Pony, as you know, mm-hmm. we're seeing a lot of people that are choosing to gift the Mike O'Mara Show to friends and family.
That's
and
right.
we want you to keep that up as we go through Christmas and into the new year. And right now, because we want to say thank you for subscribing to the 2016 bonus package, it's time to announce another winner from Rob's little
Septic
grab bag.
It's the magic present box, Mike.
Yes, the magic present box.
Look
Very
at this.
Good.
Magic crown.
Ooh, oh, you drink that in the car on the way home. That'll
now, I tell
fantastic.
You what, Mac, why don't you stop organizing the presents and have a yeah. seat at the computer? Do your job. Let's try that as a Christmas miracle.
There we go.
Let's see.
Diego, can you get the condoms off of the keyboard there?
If I had a nickel for every time
boys,
I heard
boys,
that.
Stop picking on the interns.
Oh, Mike,
you.
I don't even need my readers to see this name. Congratulations
this?
To Nathan Darling. Congratulations, darling.
Nathan Darling. Yeah, all right, wonderful job.
Mike,
wonderful.
You know who would be a good guy to give him a prize? Mike
Who's
Beach.
That? Mike Beach. Just want to say congratulations to Nathan Darling. USA Today says people that win contests are born lucky. So hope you enjoy that, honey. And so Mike Beach was a disc jockey at WAVA
hey,
who would read a chart out of the USA Today, something that 50% of all housewives wish that they were professional athletes. And you'd see some weird statistic like that. Mike Beach would read it without any real reason to have a punchline.
And there was never a punchline. No.
There was never a punchline. So it would be like, USA Today says 30% of housewives wish they could be professional athletes. Well, how about that? WABA, and then he'd move on, and there'd be no funny, and we'd all be like, "Why is he doing midday?"
A lot of times it would end with, "Hey,
we're doing back to back.
We're
doing back to back the whole tray.
I'm excited. We got one more fruitcake.
Do you get worried? Do you get worried with your ADD that we're not going to be able to give the winner a prize?
Mike, if I was truly worried with my ADD, I would play this.
Oh, Jesus. He's doing it. I've lost control of the show. What the hell is going on?
7 more days of Christmas shopping. 7 days left to fill the stocking. 7 days left for Christmas.
You better hurry.
Only got 7 days more.
Good jokes. Yeah.
Hi there. Only 7 more shopping days. Yeah, that's all. Okay. Why not finish it up today?
Okay. Why not? Why don't you bite me?
I was going to say something even stronger.
Yeah, BL, I know. That's it. Why don't you just... okay, who's our fruitcake winner today? And hey, is this double? Is this doppel the fruitcakes today?
You know, no, we had the winner
yesterday.
Oh, we
got the guy that had... Did we ever find out if that guy's dog survived?
I think everything was fine.
Pony, you don't know. You don't know. That's what you do on the show. I just said you have no idea. You didn't do a follow-up call to him. You didn't find it. We have no idea. That dog could be worm food right now, for all we know.
Mike, I saw the dog at Star Wars last night.
Okay, very good. Fantastic. Okay. Who's our big winner for a Rob Spiewak fruitcake?
This
today?
Is the ultimate fruitcake of the year, and I hope this guy is home. It says, "Hi, Rob. Why do I deserve a Rob Spiewak Wesson Deluxe fruitcake? I like that he used the actual name of the recipe from 1950. A Wesson Deluxe fruitcake."
Is that from the Wesson Oil Company that you the recipe?
That's the original recipe. It was made to sell Wesson oil. I've altered it since then, but that's the basis, yeah.
The Wesson fruitcake.
And Kraft baby marshmallow.
Yum, yum, yum.
In short, an everlasting memory. In long, earlier this year, my wife and I, along with our two overly needy children, moved into a new home in Olney, Maryland. Hi, Oscar's mom.
Olney, that's where Oscar's mama lives, and she's featured on the bonus show, even though she wasn't home.
We are building memories, Rob, like our first 4th of July, our first Thanksgiving, and soon... our upcoming first Christmas. Please make us an everlasting memory, Rob, and allow us the first fruitcake in this house to be yours. Please bring some joy into my life. Christian Johnson, Olney, Maryland. We are calling him right now.
Always love to give prizes away to a Christian.
Yeah. Well, Christmas, you know, it's
not a get it. I realize, you know, why not jump on the xenophobic bandwagon, Mike O'Mara? Go for it, right?
It's fine. And you know what, Mike? If you want to have a Christian child, you need to have a Christian Johnson.
I tell you right now, I listen to that show all the time. I was going to the Make America Great Again rally. I listen to the Mike O'Mara show because they only give their prizes away to Christians.
Hi, this is Christian of Zion Studio. I'm not here to take your call right now. Please leave me a message and I'll get back to you just as soon as I can. Thank you.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Done.
Pony.
We're going to have to leave a message.
He's Pony, done. What is wrong with you? You are so eager to escape human contact. You don't hang
this
up after
true.
That. You leave a f***ing message. Language. That's the whole idea, especially when they bone us and they don't accept. You know, I swear to God, sometimes you drive me nuts with that stuff. You're so eager to. I don't
just
understand what's wrong with you. Truly.
Cut them off.
You know what,
damn it, Pony.
Pony.
Don't hang up on the winners, even if they're not
He's not being funny, Mike. He's not doing the job.
And then he talks over the actual vocal of
Well, there wasn't enough fighting.
Yeah, I know.
Is there ever?
Was for me. It was more lecturing than
fighting. I thought we were doing the bit.
Now, if he answers by any chance because he hears it ring twice, do we give him a reprieve?
Yeah, Christian of Zion Studio.
No.
I'm not here to take your call.
Thanks
right
a lot,
now.
Greedy. You don't know the rule that you're supposed to put it on your answering machine.
Mm-hmm.
May I start this, Mike?
Go ahead, Rob.
Hi, Christian. It's Rob Spiewak from the Mike O'Mara Show, and I got your wonderful letter about everlasting memories, and I'd like to offer this everlasting memory. The everlasting memory of you f***ing up our contest. I hope that stays with you all through
now,
the 12 days of Christmas. Partridge in a pear tree, drummers drumming, pipers piping.
Yeah, Christian, Mike O'Mara here. You see, the rule is that anybody that wants to get the fruitcake has to either answer their phone or leave something about a fruitcake on their answering machine. You didn't either, Christian, and someone lost out on a fruitcake because of you, and we're very sad that that's happening. And, well, we're going to move on and see if we can get another winner. So happy effing holidays. Bye-bye. All right, so now you can hang up on. Now, do we have a backup listener here?
We can have a backup, yes. Give me one second.
Yes, the boy's prepared.
Well, through the magic of editing, it's going to happen.
Let's do this.
Right,
we'll take a break. Take a break. Gather yourselves, and we'll move on, and we will give away another fruitcake when we come back. But the fact is, people aren't paying attention because, you know what? I said it yesterday. We're not stressing it enough. We're not stressing the discipline, and happy holidays.
I blame social media.
Yes. I do too, Rob. We'll take a break. Come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, everybody. Are you hiring but not sure where to find the best candidates? I can tell you this for sure. Your company is only as good as the people you hire. I can also tell you that posting your job in just one place, that's not going to cut it. You're not going to be able to be successful getting the right kind of person to fill the job you need to fill. If you're already short-staffed, you don't have the time to deal with dozens of different job sites and surfing the web and figuring out where you're going to put it. How about now with ZipRecruiter? They can help you. You can post to over 100 job sites with a single click at ZipRecruiter.com, and you can be instantly matched to the best candidates from over 6 million resumes. 6 million. We had the doctor that ran the medical office and was telling us how incredibly well ZipRecruiter worked for hiring two of his employees, and it can be you as well. ZipRecruiter clients say that ZipRecruiter transforms the recruiting process from painful to easy. You want to get the right people to fill the job. This is a time of year with tremendous turnover, and ZipRecruiter can help. They've been used by over 400,000 businesses, and you can try right now, absolutely free. Getting the right people for your company is so important. Try ZipRecruiter right now.
Right now.
And get your perfect candidate before they go someplace else. You can try ZipRecruiter today, and it's free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS and get started. Try it for free right now at ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. And, boy, so much fun trying to get through those commercials when I see it, seriously, it's like somebody was on one of those skateboard pipes in my peripheral vision. Did we get it together, Pony, with all the motions and the moving and all that?
We do have a backup winner because it's time for...
All right, well, that's good. We didn't, but now we do. That's a good thing.
Fruitcake. Right. You know what? I kind of counted on Christian. And that's on me. Mm-hmm. I thought that, you know what, last fruitcake winner of the year, thought I'd do a little bit better. Instead, just totally dry-boned.
I know. Sorry about that, Rob. We have to be tougher. Tougher love next year with the fruitcakes. Absolutely.
I think we're going to do good, Mike. I'm not going to read his whole letter because it's a long one.
Okay.
But he's a P1. He supports all our sponsors. Dan Schimpf of Townsend, Delaware. Let's call Dan Schimpf.
Is it Townsend or Townsend?
Townsend. Townsend.
T-O-W-N-S-E-N-D. Yes. All right, this is Dan
Schimpf.
Schimpf.
Obviously,
Schimpfs.
Not spending a lot of money on vowels. S-C-H-I-M-P-H.
He was my favorite stooge.
Schimpf. Schimpf Howard.
Let's call the Schimpfs.
Yeah. Oh, come on, Dan. Don't blow it.
Hello?
Yes, looking for Dan Schimpf, please.
This is he, Mike O'Mara.
Hey! See, I had a good feeling about Dan Schimpf. That's a fascinating name. How are the Schimpfs doing this holiday season?
Doing very well, thank you.
That's delightful. We are here to tell you that Dan, our first winner today, was not at home and did not leave anything about this particular giveaway on his answering machine. So I have to ask you, Mr. Schimpf, do you know what I'm calling about?
Hopefully you're calling to give me two fruitcakes in that case.
You know, he's
you know
right.
What? Technically, you are correct.
It's a progressive.
Way to go, a progressive. You have gotten yourself two fruitcakes, Dan Schimpf, because you were paying attention to the rules of the contest. Congratulations.
That's very unusual for me.
That's cool. That's good, though. You know what? I don't care if you fail at everything else in life, but you pay attention to a Mike O'Mara Show contest. That's good news for us and our listeners, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, that's kind of how I've modeled my life. So,
well, Dan, congratulations. Enjoy your Rob Spiewak fruitcakes, and happy holidays to you and the entire Schimpf clan.
I think I just said thank you.
That's it. Okay.
And happy holidays to you too.
Now, Rob, what did you want to say?
You know what? The moment has passed.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Schimpf.
Was the moment
that.
Ever here?
Happy holidays. Jesus Christ.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
My favorite part.
Yes, favorite part is the hanging up. That's right. The favorite part is the
Is it? Do you like the sound?
I do like that sound, actually.
Okay, very
good. The fun one.
You know, down here, as much as I love the Star Wars hype, I have to say, one of the news stories that just, I had to make mention of this, and this will be the last thing I say about Star Wars.
Okay.
So they have heightened security.
Right.
And they were interviewing people about the fact that they had to call people and make sure that they weren't going to wear a costume. So please call. The instructions from the local news were, please call the theater if you are planning on wearing a costume.
Now,
that was it. Did they do that at your theater,
what's
too?
What's funny is there was no mention at the Cobb Theater that I went to. There was none of that. But when I bought tickets online for the Uptown, which I now I think is an AMC property, I think that's
that theater you go to. That's the Cobb?
The Cobb that has beer, yes.
Do they serve salad? Yes. This is a wonderful theater where the salad was invented.
Yes, it's there or the Brown Derby.
There are like 500 places that claim authorship of the Cobb salad, so now you can add that to the list.
There was an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm where a guy claimed his grandfather invented the Cobb salad.
The Cobb salad.
And Larry David wouldn't let him get away with it. He said, your father didn't invent that.
Cobb salad. Overrated salad, in my humble opinion. So did they have to call the theater?
No, what happened is when I got my confirmation email, it said, feel free to dress up, but no weapons or masks. So what we're saying is, and this is on every email for every ticket sold for the movie, it says, what we're saying is, bring your robes, but leave your blasters and helmets behind. We're morons. We're doomed as a nation.
I was commenting on the news so much this morning that Carla walked in and lectured me. She sat down and she said, you know, Mike, everything is energy. Everything is energy. And like when you say things like this, when you're yelling at the news, you're just sending out that negative energy and it's not a positive thing. I said, well, honey, I kind of make my living with that negative energy. That's kind of paid for the house you're sleeping in.
Were you talking at the TV in the boudoir or the one in the main room?
No, I was up crack of dawn. The little guy got me up super early. As a matter of fact, I was up before him. Five hours is my. I'm like Donald Trump. I get 5 hours.
Oh, in so many ways.
Yeah, so many. I get 5 hours. Sometimes I do really, really well. I know I'll hit like probably 4 o'clock this afternoon. I'll probably just be sitting in a chair going.
Yeah.
But I woke up early, and then he got up at 5 o'clock. So we're hanging out, and then I. Rarely watch a significant portion of the Today Show, but I'm yelling at the Today Show going like, well, that's great. Yeah, they're call the theater if you're a complete rube douche. You know, call the theater.
Excuse me, I was planning on dressing as a stormtrooper, and I was told that I can either wear the mask or bring my weapon. Is that the way it's supposed to work?
Yes, sir, you can't bring the weapon or your mask.
Well, there, you've really taken the entire experience out of it, because my diversions have become so much more important than they should be.
I love the fact that people are into this. Lord knows we need a diversion.
We do.
But have our diversions not superseded anything else in our society lately. It seems like that's what we love, right?
It is
that's
true.
What we love more than anything
but
else.
What's weird is you don't see people dressing up to go see the new Amy Poehler movie. You don't see people dressing up for Mockingjay.
Is that getting any decent reviews?
I think it's getting solid reviews.
But not like super crazy solid, right?
No. Well, it's a comedy. You know what? A comedy never is a universal score.
Yeah, you're right about that.
I think Amy Poehler and Tina Fey are co-hosting Saturday Night Live this weekend with musical guest Bruce Springsteen.
They'll screw it up.
They will figure out a way to screw it up somehow.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, they'll screw it up. So anyway, the second thing that I screamed at the television about.
Oh, you didn't. Okay? Tell me you didn't scream.
Yes, I yelled. I said, sometimes I'll call Carla in, and she is so burned out on me right now, where I will say, Carla, you got to see this. I'm making oatmeal.
I know, you got to see this. Come on.
Can I ask you a question?
Jeff Rawson is telling us. Telling the incredible population of America, there's so many of us that are in danger of dying in an effing avalanche.
And I swear to God, their feature scare reporter, Jeff Rawson.
And that's all he does.
This is his prime directive. He goes to work every day and he says, How can I contribute to the culture of fear? Which, by the way, if you haven't looked around lately, that is what our culture is.
Yeah.
We used to have the Industrial Revolution and make things and create. Now our culture, what do we import and export? Fear. That's what we're good at.
Did
we're good
see?
At being afraid. Yes, sirree.
Rosin Reports, which is a full-color televised terrorism, this week he said, did you ever wonder what would happen if you didn't water your Christmas tree? And he had a dry Christmas tree,
and he
set it on fire. And I said, duh, it's a dry Christmas tree that you held a flare under. A road flare is how they lit it.
I am happy to say that I did not. I talked over this entire report, so I cannot give you any detail as to how you will survive. The only tease that I got is Jeff Rosin. He's in this hole with the camera on one side, and he's like, carved out this fake igloo, simulated avalanche trapped situation with plenty of room for his oversized head and his rabbit eyes that he's got. So he's in there and he's looking at the camera and he says, did you ever wonder how you could survive this? There's something probably on your winter coat that could save your life. And it's just like, you know, unless it's a handgun that you're going to put in your mouth, I'm not going to enjoy this story, Rosin. I don't like that. What is the percentage of Americans that not only would be trapped in an avalanche, but would have the possibility of experiencing an avalanche? I'm sorry.
And
it's,
have a winter
you know,
coat.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, my exactly. God. What a day to wear a windbreaker. I'm screwed.
Oh, I know. It's like, oh, my God. Okay. Oh, here comes the avalanche. Whoa. Honey, we're trapped underneath the snow, and all I have is this Tipsy Elves Christmas sweater. Jeff Rosin said, what did Jeff Rosin tell me? Jeff Rosin told me that I'm screwed. Oh, no, I can't believe this. It's like, you know, and what is it? Carry a stick that you can, you know, poke through the snow or something like
that? Last week they were talking about the danger of breaking through ice on a lake. And
right.
So they lowered him in to the lake wearing like a solid rubber suit.
Yeah, because he's wearing a survival suit.
Exactly.
So he's going to, if you want to show me how to survive it, give Jeff Rosin about a 30% chance of not making it out of the water.
And he
you
says
know?
To the expert, if I wasn't wearing this suit, how would it be different? And the expert said, well, it'd be a lot colder. No kidding.
Yeah, and I guess I saw that one too, because he has been like fear-mongering all week long. And the only, one of the things he said, when you're going out on the frozen lake, you know, I like to check the forecast. You know what I mean? That's what I like. I like to make sure that maybe we've had a month of, you know, sub-freezing temperatures.
Exactly.
But, you know, if you're out there going, da-doop, 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 oh, it looks like it's thin over here, or I got to go get my dog. Yeah, because if the dog at 43 pounds fell through the ice, you, a 200-pound man, should really just march out there and grab him because you're Superman, you dipshit. That's what should happen. You know? It's ridiculous. So I didn't even hear what the explanation was, but I said, how, you know, we're scraping the bottom of the barrel with natural disasters if he's talking about avalanches. By the way, the one-tenth of one-tenth of one-tenth of the population that plans on snowshoeing through Provo, Utah, I'd just like to say, this story is for you, people. This is how we're going to do it.
Next,
Jeff Rosin.
Next week, Mike, light viewership because of the holiday. It'll be Rosin Reports, this hangnail could get infected and really ruin your Christmas.
I'm Jeff Rosin. This is a Rob Spiewak fruitcake. Did you realize this could kill you? That's right. That's right. And then you know, you get the 500 commercials before the tease, and then he comes back and he said, make sure you chew your nuts. Chew your nuts, ladies and gentlemen. That's the way that should go.
If you live in a gas-soaked house of paper, you may want to listen to this next Rosin Report.
Oh, man. Can't wait for a break from that. You know, Rob and I get that news. It's the 10 minutes that we, you know, kind of, if there's anything going on in the world.
That first 20 minutes, we need it.
And
but
we kind of leave it on in the background so you can get Jeff Rosin. We're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, where's Kerry Sanders been? Is he down here? Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
God almighty, though.
It's an amazing record.
No one does it like Madonna.
Really? I mean, you know, you can take Christmas out of this.
Exactly.
And it is an absolutely masterful recording. It is that well done. And you know what? This is the Tommy Mottola era, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And this was Tommy, a springboard for her. Tommy
when Mottola. He was molding her.
Yeah. Send the letters to Oscar Misogyny, P.O. Box, Sexist Avenue. Yes,
well, they dated. That's it.
Molding her with his...
And then let me call my mom. I'm going to be Larry King. Call her again. Call her again, pony.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
You see, folks, Oscar's a little medicated this week on the bonus show.
Yeah.
And we were talking about Tommy Mottola molding Mariah Carey, and he molded her with something that Oscar suggested. And it's very dirty and very funny. We think you'll be amused.
Oscar Absolutely. Had a lot of great moments yesterday, most of them due to Dayquil.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sherry's Berries. Hey, Christmas is next week. You better get moving. Are you still feverishly looking for a gift that everyone will love? Hey, relax. Do what I did. I sent my mom-o Sherry's Berries. Mm. I got to follow-up call her because I should have gotten that call back.
Don't you speak to her most every day?
Just want to make sure. I'm sure the people at Sherry's Berries don't like me talking about the fact that maybe another elderly person stole her doppelberries that I sent her. Really hope that didn't happen because she gets them every year.
Octogenarians are the worst.
I truly send my mom Sherry's Berries usually twice a year. And right now you can get delicious dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries for just $19.99, a 40% savings. Massive, fresh, juicy, gourmet berries. We tell you about them all the time. Today only, free shipping on products over $30, this deal ends at midnight, plus double your berries for just $10 more. That's twice as nice, but you got to use the code TMOS. So head on over to berries.com, skip the mall crowds, the lines, and the parking wars, and send a gift they'll love. I love sending my mom Sherry's Berries, and I do it every year. Here's the only way to get the amazing $19.99 Sherry's Berries offer and double your berries for just $10 more. Visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the mic in the top right-hand corner and type in TMOS, and today only, free shipping on products over $30. Buy the gift everyone will enjoy at berries.com. Click the microphone and type in TMOS. This deal is today only.
News!
Yeah, why not screw it up for the last show of the year, you rube, you stupid mook.
And who's hitting the button? The rubes.
Thank you.
The rubes are hitting the button.
Hey, Rob, it's Richard Simmons news, everybody.
Thank God, Woo! Mike. You do this every December.
I'm sad. Is kind it of sad.
Oh, it's nothing tragic, is it?
No, no, don't get excited. Calm down. Look at you. Look at you. You practically got flushed. Did you get turgid when I say you thought
Well, I just want to make sure. I mean, not this time of year.
Richard Simmons hasn't been seen in public in a long, long time. Last January, even longtime friends got so worried that they called the cops, who did a welfare check on Richard at his home. It turns out he was fine. But TMZ says he disappeared because he doesn't want to be famous anymore.
Really? You know, he was almost by the natural path getting there anyway.
Kind of doing it naturally, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's hard to believe that he doesn't want it anymore, but no, it's not hard to believe for me. Anybody that does anything at all in public will understand. His rep says he's, quote, happily living outside of the public eye. He added that Richard is working behind the scenes on charity projects and on helping the, quote, obese and overlooked.
And you know what? I'm waiting for his call.
No, you're not overlooked, though, Rob. That's
it's
the
true. The thing that overlooked. Is most shocking about this story is that Richard Simmons has a representative.
Yeah, it's true.
I thought he was at the level where he'd be handling his own press at this point.
You know, once Letterman stopped booking him as frequently, I think his star faded a little bit. But you know what? He's off the grid. Good for him. Hope he's enjoying his life. The American Film Institute released their lists of the top movies and TV shows of the year, and they take this stuff seriously. According to their website, the honorees are, quote, deemed by AFI's jury to be culturally and artistically representative of the year's most significant achievements and acknowledge the collaborative nature of film and TV production, bringing the community's creative teams together, blah, 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 blah. God,
wow.
Shut up!
That was longer than the Star Wars movie.
Whatever. Here are their selections in alphabetical order.
Okay.
Movies. The Big Short. Want to see that one.
Right.
That's on my list. Bridge of Spies. Saw that.
And you
loved it,
right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I love this pronunciation of this particular movie. Carol.
Carol.
Not Carol. Carol.
No, you're going with the Neil Sedaka pronunciation.
Inside Out. Mad Max Fury Road. count me as somebody that I don't get.
Did you
it.
See
I don't know why it's
Inside
so
Out? The that was a Pixar film, I think. The one about the emotions inside the head. It was actually brilliant. It was a really good movie.
I
you
look
know
forward
what?
To seeing it.
The colors will amuse and the voices and stuff will amuse Michael. But you'll
animated
love,
feature.
Yeah, you'll love the plot. It's really really strong.
Next on the list is The Martian, Room, Spotlight, Star Wars The Force Awakens, and Straight Outta Compton. Those are the movies.
Ah.
The television shows, I think somebody's watching this in our group. I'm not sure. Is anybody watching The Americans? Is
yeah,
anybody
I'm
watching
it.
Pony, you said it, right?
It right now.
Pony, didn't you tell me? Didn't you give me a reco on that one? Didn't
yeah,
you, say
you
that
should
that's
check
a...
it out, Mike. It's a fascinating show. It's a period piece that takes place in the early 80s about Russian spies living in Falls Church, Virginia.
Oh my God!
Really
I'm
interesting.
In.
Well, remember, we knew a crazy.
Sorry,
lady
I waited so long.
We knew a crazy lady that talked about spies in the D.C. area.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, she was fun.
Yeah, always fun.
Here are the TV shows: The Americans, Better Call Saul, Blackish. Is that still on?
Blackish.
Didn't
I find
it get canceled?
No, I find it unwatchable. I just think the writing is horrible.
Empire, Fargo. That's I watched that one. Mm-hmm. Game of Thrones. I watched that. Homeland. I watched that. Master of None. I don't watch that. Mr. Robot. I want to watch that one.
Love that
one.
About
you
Tom,
watch that
it's
one
about
too,
Tom
right,
Gavin.
Pony?
Yep.
Yeah. Pony, you're on the. You know, I look at the AFI and I like their lists and I want to see a couple of these. The Unreal or An Unreal. That's the other one. Anybody watch?
No.
Mm-hmm. They also gave Mad Men a special award, but that's interesting. That's an interesting list from AFI. Still don't understand the whole Mad Max Fuhrer. I don't. It didn't do it for me.
It is its own genre. I can imagine that in that genre of film, that sort of post-apocalyptic genre, it's the best. But if the genre doesn't appeal to you, then you're not going to like it anyway.
Friends fans lost their minds when Monica and Chandler hooked up, and it's possible their fantasies are coming true in real life, too. There are reports kicking around the internet that Courtney Cox and Matthew Perry are hooking up in real life.
Ooh. Oh.
Do you care?
You know, I would have cared 20 years ago when he was funny and she was hot. Now she's Skeletor, and to watch him on the new Odd Couple show, it looks like he's trying to fake that he just took 8 Benadryl. It's like he's trying to trick you.
Courtney recently broke up with Johnny McDade.
Hey, Johnny.
Of Snow Patrol. And Matthew hasn't been with anyone since he broke up with Lizzie Kaplan. The source says Courtney went to Matthew for support after her relationship ended, and things started happening, and they got together. That's the way that goes.
Also, update: David Schwimmer still feverishly masturbating.
Yes, with that monkey,
Marcel.
If you're throwing a Christmas party, don't hire Santa. That's so 2014. Oh. Instead, you're going to want this. There's a guy in Boston who's advertising his services as a real life elf on the shelf. Why? You know it's horrible? I'm picturing Will Ferrell in my mind. He dresses up just like the elf and sits somewhere in your house. That's funny. Preferably a shelf or a mantle if you've got one that can hold him.
Wow.
He charges $100 an hour, and according to his ad on Craigslist, all he does is, quote, stare emptily at your guests. He's got the character down. He also says he's been in such high demand that he needs 48 hours advance notice for bookings. And if you don't want his elf work, he also offers, quote, contracted private investigation and babysitting services.
Wow. Right. Wow. That's so he's like fantastic. Mrs. Doubtfire and the Rockford Files all
Good
in
Lord.
One guy.
Who'd have thunk it? Customers at 6 different Walmarts in Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Florida went to pay for Christmas presents they had on layaway this week and found out that they were already paid for. This makes me happy. Someone in Ohio spent $106,000 on Tuesday to pay for all the layaway items at the store in Cleveland and another one just outside the city.
Hi, this is the internet, Steve Mermelstein.
Very generous. Very generous young man.
A guy in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania did the same thing at two stores last week and spent $79,000 at one for a total of $158,000. And someone in Florida went to two Walmarts near Gainesville on Monday and spent a total of $200,000.
Wow.
All told, $464,000. And that's just the big ones that we know about so far.
That's
They're doing
awesome.
That, isn't
that
it?
That is so cool. I love that.
Pay it forward, everybody. And now a little something-something on the other side.
Oh.
This is on the other side.
A guy in Irving, Texas, named Ben Rose, was playing Fallout 4 on his Xbox 2 Sundays ago when a woman in a Hyundai Sonata drove into his house, plowed through one of the walls of his living room with her car, and nailed him.
Wow.
He ended up with a cracked vertebrae, and one of his Achilles tendons was completely severed, and he says he only survived this accident because he was in his gaming chair.
Yay!
The gaming chair saved him.
Yeah.
What is a gaming chair, for those of you that might have real lives?
Yeah.
It's just a computer chair with wheels on the bottom, but he says the wheels allowed him to be pushed out of the way so he didn't get run over. Turns out the woman in the car was pulling out of a parking space, hit the gas instead of the brake, and she didn't have insurance, so the cops cited her for it, but she probably won't face any other charges. Fortunately for Ben, none of his fingers were broken, and the accident didn't alter his lack of a work ethic.
Isn't that wonderful? I love that.
Ho, ho, ho. We'll take a break.
I'm troubled by the fact that a Hyundai can go through a house.
I know.
How does that happen?
I'm guessing Ben doesn't have, one of your really well-built domiciles.
Hey, you know what? Maybe like his gaming chair, maybe his house has wheels.
That's very exciting. We'll take a break. And the last Audio Vault of 2014 coming up right, 15, coming up right here, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Kris Kringle.
And I'm Santa Claus.
Actually, on this week's episode of the Tony Perkins Show featuring Gary Stein, Santa Claus is our guest.
All the way from the North Pole.
We'll get caught up on everything that's going on, who's been naughty, who's been nice, and all that kind of stuff. Plus, we've got Black Jeopardy.
You could make that nicer. It's the Black Jeopardy music trivia game.
Why are you hosting?
Too late to ask that.
Be sure to check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the brand new Tony Perkins Show.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Thanks to Blue Apron, you can finally put your kitchen to good use. Cooking at home means eating healthier and saving money instead of ordering expensive takeout again. Blue Apron, we've been telling this to you for a long time. They've got you covered. Comes in a box with everything there. The recipe, the ingredients, the instructions, pictures, so you can, it's
yes,
completely idiot proof, and it will teach you how to be a better cook, and you will use ingredients that you have never used before, and they are all delicious. No matter what dietary preferences you have, Blue Apron makes it a breeze to discover and prepare dishes like croquet madams with Brussels sprouts and leeks. I think I knew a guy that actually played for the Croquet Madams in the 1940s.
A Croquet Madam is an extraordinarily fancy French grilled cheese sandwich. Delicious.
Oh, there you go. I'm so glad we've got a foodie on the show. My mouth is watering. Plus, you'll be cooking with ingredients you've never used before, just like I said. Learning has never been more delicious. All the recipes are between 500 and 700 calories per portion. Tasty and good for you. And right now, you can get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. Our treat, really, the first two meals are on us when you go to blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook. Without further ado, let's open up the Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Mr. Spiewak.
You're going to love this new tape that I have never played before. And this comes courtesy of listener James Bilbrey, who shoots and edits video for NASA. Now, you're a space guy more than me. I never was really into the space program. But what a little background. When Apollo 15 was returning from the moon, one of the astronauts had a mild, non-fatal heart attack, and NASA determined that it was caused by a lack of potassium in the astronaut's diet. So to make up for that, in Apollo 16, they upped their potassium intake by forcing them to eat lots and lots of oranges. Now,
get potassium in bananas too. Right?
What is the greatest fear of anyone in broadcasting is the mic that's open that you don't know about, right?
Right. Absolutely.
So this is astronauts John Young and Charlie Duke, as they are actually on a lunar They're on a lunar vehicle called the Orion. They're on the moon and they don't know they're being listened to. Most of this is pretty easy to understand, but keep in mind they've been eating oranges all day. The first thing that John Young says is, "I've got the farts again." This is actual audio.
On the moon?
Yes.
On the moon.
This is actual audio from Apollo 16.
"I have the farts again. I've got them again, Charlie. I don't know what the hell gives them to me. I haven't eaten this much citrus fruit in 20 years. So I'll tell you one thing. In another 12 f***ing days, I ain't never eating anymore. And if they offer to sub me potassium with my breakfast, I'm going to throw up. I like an occasional orange, really do. I'm going to be buried in orange. I put them up over the
not be deer. They ain't deer.
Orion, Houston.
Yes, sir.
Okay, hey. Down here, where you have my hot mic?
How long we had that?
How long have we had that?
And you know what? Bad enough if you're, you know, if you're in a car and you fart, that's bad. But he's in a space suit.
Space suit with about 700 people listening to him down at Mission Control. That's a bit embarrassing.
Pretty
right
good. And oh, you know what? I always get requests for this every year, Mike. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. And no one says it better than Brenda Lee. Little Miss Dynamite, they called her.
Yes.
Rocking around the Christmas tree.
Rocking around Christmas.
She doesn't like pie, though.
No, hates pie.
So you'll hear it right here.
Later we'll have some f***ing pie and we'll do some caroling.
It's disgusting. She doesn't like the
it is.
Pie. And some effing pie.
I only
you.
Get to play this tape once a year, and it is really, of the 35,000 tapes I have, might be a top 10 one for me. This goes back to, I think, the 1982 or 3 Bob Hope.
Is this the All-America football team?
This is... William the Refrigerator Perry, when he was still a college player, before he played for the Bears.
This is the outtake of outtakes, in my humble opinion.
It is so great. He just has to do one joke, and he's working with Bob Hope. When
and he's incredibly nervous.
Yes.
And not all that sharp, let's be honest. And he's working with Bob, and William the Refrigerator Perry has a bit of trouble reading the cue cards.
This is our Christmas tradition, Mike.
William Perry, man of God. Clemson University.
Bill Perry. Did the bus come in you? Bill Perry, all 320 pounds of him. Bill, how'd you get to be 320 pounds?
When I got to be 324 pounds.
Take your time, that's all right.
Oh.
Bill Perry, all 320 pounds of him. Bill tells me he was even bigger when he was little. Now that he's big, he's even bigger.
But when I got...
Wait a minute, Bill. Wait a minute. You know, we'll deal with you the person anyway, because it's so damn funny, you know? Bill, how did you get to be 320 pounds?
Well, when I got to 320.
Take it. Take it from where you come in, Bill, huh?
No.
Go ahead, rock the stadium again. Come in, Earthquake. Come in, Bill.
William Perry, Mill God, Clemson University.
Yes, sir. Bill Perry, all 320 pounds of him. Bill tells me he was even big when he was little. And now that he's big, he's even bigger. Bill, how did you get to be 320 pounds?
Well, when I got on the diet, I was 324 pounds. Well, when I got to be 324 pounds, I went on a diet.
I went on a diet.
Wild, baby, wild.
I am a college student.
I don't know why I find that as funny as I do, but it's marvelous.
Oh, it's a great outtake. It
now,
really is.
The Star Wars, I want to do one Star Wars thing here. It's funny, and I never really thought about this. Every time they do the overture, the music, the Star Wars theme, for each of the movies, it's re-recorded. I mean, it's a new recording of the same arrangement.
Okay.
So a guy on YouTube...
Well, you got the money.
Someone on YouTube took all six of the first six movies and synchronized them and played the music at the same time. Now, there are slight differences, but you'll be
amazed.
Do
we really need this?
But there's a reason for this, because we're getting at something.
All right, very good.
I'm sorry, not that. I meant to play this. So that's pretty close. They kind of stay synced up. But what I found most entertaining, and I missed this last night, is because it's a Disney movie now, they don't have the 20th Century Fox fanfare at the front of it. The fanfare, if you play all six of those at the same time, it's like everyone's reading different sheet music. Ha 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 ha. and then John Williams' head exploded. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Thank you, everyone, for a great year. Have a Merry Christmas.
Hey, on behalf of everybody at the Mike O'Mara Show, we hope you get our bonus content. I said goodbye during that show, but I also want to tell all our listeners, even those of you that can buy the bonus content, have a wonderful holiday season and a happy new year. We're going to be back right after the new year with brand new content for 2016. And thanks for everybody. We're a small family here at the Mike O'Mara Show, but with your support, we have big dreams. No, I didn't mean that. Anyway, no, I meant... Really, have a happy holiday. Rob Spiewak, Pony Boy, thank you guys for all the good work you do. Looking forward to a great 2016.
Thank you, Mike. Merry Christmas. You know we love you very much.
Merry Christmas to you guys. And Diego and Mac and all our interns, Rofo and Rachel. And am I leaving it? And Oscar Santana, who's some guy. We want to say thanks for everything. And we'll see you next year, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show has been brought to you by our Amazon page. Remember, especially during the holidays, the next time you need to buy anything, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. And happy holidays.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.